Hello, this is Louis J. Buckley, conductor of the Metropolitan Wind Symphony, welcoming you to this podcast preview of our upcoming concert on Sunday afternoon, March 7th at 2 o'clock. The program will take place in Lexington, Massachusetts at the National Heritage Museum, 33 Merritt Road. The theme of this concert is conductor's favorites. With the exception of two pieces that are new to me, my favorite pieces make up the rest of the program. This is my third season with the Met Winds, and until this concert, my programming has been more guided by the members' favorites than any other single priority. This time, however, I've put together a whole program of music that is almost all chosen from my longtime favorite wind works. And some may be surprised to learn that two of them are orchestral transcriptions, not original band pieces. Whoa, what happened to the sound quality? This is Saber and Spurs, one of Sousa's so-called horse marches, more about that in a moment. And I thought you might like to hear a little bit of this recording of one of Sousa's bands playing it during the early part of the last century. Sousa's horse marches were all written in the 6/8 meter, which closely approximates the rhythmic sound of a galloping horse. In fact, Sousa would often add woodblocks or temple blocks to the music to simulate the horse's hooves, as you can hear now. Southwestern Sketches has been one of my favorite pieces ever since I was privileged as a college student in the Eastman Wind Ensemble to play in the premiere performance of this work. Adapted from the score Adler wrote for a television documentary depicting the American Southwest, the piece captures the flavor of a difficult and arid land. Musical recreations of the stark landscape, the harsh deserts, rattlesnakes, gunshots, and almost incongruously, a children's hymn sung in the churches of the early settlers. Mark Olson, our principal trumpet player and this year's winner of our internal solo competition, has chosen Frank Bencresciuto's Concerto for Trumpet and Wind Ensemble for his performance with the Met Winds. Originally written for Doc Severinsen 2 decades ago and just now being published for the first time, this beautiful and exciting piece is a great fit for Mark's talent. He's a wonderful player and you're going to love his performance. Unfortunately, we don't have a recording of this piece, so you're just going to have to take my word for it that it will be a highlight of the concert. Alfred Reed's Russian Christmas music was such a favorite of mine that I included it in the program for my final concert with the United States Coast Guard Band. This expansive concert work brings the rich tradition of Russian liturgical music to the world of winds, and it is absolutely gorgeous. With both rich expression and driving excitement, this is tremendously powerful music. Guy Wolfenden's wonderful two-movement French Impressions is a new piece to me. Based on paintings by the French Impressionist Georges Seurat, it is one of the Metropolitan Wind Symphony's commissioned works, which I've been programming on a regular basis. La Parade is languid and lyrical. While the can-can takes us on a romp through a French music hall, complete with high-kicking Parisian dance music. Casey at the Bat is a relatively new setting of the famous poem to original music by a wonderful composer, Steve Reinecke. Although he originally wrote it for narrator and orchestra, a consortium of military bands commissioned him to transcribe the work for band. The narrative will be brought to life for you by our English horn player, Deanna Hardy, who calls upon her dramatic background to make it sparkle. This piece is strictly for fun, and even though you already know the ending...
Mighty Casey has struck out.
It's still a wonderful ride. So So how, after all that, do you end this concert? The band transcription of the finale of Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 4 has been a classic program closer in band concerts since the first half of the 20th century. While some may question the appropriateness of orchestral transcriptions in band concerts, I champion them. For one thing, they are an important part of the rich history of the concert band. For another, they comprise some of the best music in our repertoire. For those in our audience who have heard bands crash through this masterwork with little subtlety, I think you'll find that the artistry with which the Metropolitan Wind Symphony performs it will almost make you forget that it's an incredibly difficult technical tour de force. As usual, I'll give a pre-concert talk at 1:30, giving you the inside scoop on the music. You won't want to miss, for example, hearing about the circumstances under which Alfred Reed wrote Russian Christmas music, and I'll suggest some things to listen for in the music. Again, this concert will be on Sunday afternoon, March 7th, at 2 o'clock in Lexington, Massachusetts, at the National Heritage Museum, 33 Merritt Road. Tickets are $15 for adults, $12 for seniors, and $5 for students. We invite you to learn more about the Metropolitan Wind Symphony by visiting our website at www.mws-boston.org. Thank you for listening. I hope you'll join us for the concert.